Welcome to Holistic Trauma Healing, a podcast that empowers you to heal trauma in the same way it has affected you as a whole person. I am Lindsay Lockett, your host. I have discovered a profound path to healing trauma that allows us to move out of the role of victim and into the role of empowered and conscious creator of our best possible reality. I offer hope, healing insights, and practical tips as you get to the root of how trauma has affected every part of your existence and how to weave a new web of life that isn't ruled by the past.
Hello, and welcome to the very last week, almost the last day of this month. February is over, y'all, and I couldn't be happier about it. What this means for our family anyway is that we will be tapping maple trees probably within the next week to 10 days. And that means that spring is officially on the way. That means that the temperatures will be above freezing during the day, but they will still drop below freezing at night. And in case you don't know anything about maple syruping, the freeze-thaw cycle of the weather is actually what stimulates the maple trees to wake up from their winter sleep and to start pulling water and nutrients up towards their branches so that they have all of the energy and sugar they need to bud out. And the period from when the freeze-thaw cycle starts until the maple trees bud is maple syruping season. And sometimes that lasts 5 weeks, 6 weeks, sometimes 10 weeks. You never know. It really just depends on what the weather's going to do. But that's what our family does every year. And we typically make between 4 and 6 gallons of our very own maple syrup every year. And I will definitely be sharing that process with you as it happens on Instagram. It's something that my followers have really enjoyed in years past. And so I will continue that this year for sure. But we have made it through the long, dark, cold winter here in Minnesota, and the light is coming back, the warmth is coming back, the snow will be melting, the trees will bud out soon, and holy shit, it's almost time for summer, which means I get to lay on a blanket in my yard when it finally warms up and the grass and the ground are not muddy and wet from melting snow. If you can't tell, I'm really, really freaking excited. I love summer so much. So today's episode, for this last episode of February, is pretty different. We are going to be talking to Denise and Celia. They are the ladies at the School of Change in the UK. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about what the Akashic Records may reveal about your home. So, in case you guys don't know about the Akashic Records, this is a record of our soul, and the Akashic Records are constantly being added to, and there are people, I mean, really anyone can access their Akashic Records, but there are people who read Akashic Records for people professionally, and it's basically like a library of souls, and all of the information, events, happenings, energy that is going on in a person's soul or in a lifetime or in a home or a business, it's all kept in the Akashic Records. So in the case of it being about our homes or our properties or our businesses, then what is really interesting is that if trauma has occurred previously in that home or business, or if someone is experiencing emotional responses for no reason other than maybe they just moved into a new house, then it's possible to open the Akashic Records, find out what's there, and then clear the negative energy so that it's realigned to the homeowner or the tenant or the business owner. And Denise and Celia, my guests today, are going to be explaining all about this much better than I can. And in this episode, they explain what it means to read the Akashic Records of a property, home, or business. We then discuss how negative energies become stuck or trapped in homes and businesses and how that energy directly affects the residents, owners, tenants, customers, and children. We explain the process of opening the Akashic Records for home and land, and they share what doing a property realignment or clearing actually means. We compare the Christian practice of blessing a new home with spiritual clearing via the Akashic Records. They share the types of entities, spirits, thought forms, portals, and more that may be discovered in a property's Akashic records and discuss how souls become earthbound. We then talk about how negative, uncleared energies in homes can affect partnerships, success, health, and even the sale of a property, and how clearing a home's energy can actually make it sell more quickly because the energy of the home is more appealing to buyers. Denise and Celia did an Akashic Records reading of my home and land, and they discovered one earthbound soul and one energetic portal that needed to be closed. And to be honest, I never even realized that there was an open portal or an earthbound soul. I've never had an experience of feeling like a ghost or seeing a ghost or hearing something weird in the middle of the night. But you never know. And it's also interesting when you think about what the land your house or business was on before buildings were there. So if your home or business is now sitting on what used to be a battlefield or a burial ground, there might be some stuff there, some energetic portals, some negative thought forms, some earthbound souls, things like that. And you never know, right? So I was really grateful to have been introduced to Denise and Celia and have the opportunity to have the Akashic records of my property read. And even though there wasn't a long list of things going on there, it was still nice to know that we did it and we made the vibe of our home and our land be the best that it possibly can be. So before we dive into this episode, I just want to introduce you to my guests today, Denise. So Celia has spent many years in self-discovery and improvement, honing her gifts as a channeler and helping women to discover their true selves by connecting them to their gifts, removing blocks along the way, and supporting them to be the best versions of themselves. And then Celia's partner in, not crime, partner in property realignment is Denise Mustard, who is an emotional fitness coach who specializes in taking women from their emotional pain into their power. As part of Denise's energy work, she also looks at other factors such as their homes, which can be a place where a lot of trauma and stress can exist and one that needs to be addressed. And she helps clients look at how past, present, and future energies can affect them in the present. So I hope you guys are ready for something a little bit out there today. I'm totally here for it, but I'm interested in knowing what you have to say about it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what the Akashic Records may reveal about your home. Hello, Denise and Celia. Welcome to the Holistic Trauma Healing Podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Amazing. I'm really interested in what we're talking about today because it's probably one of the weirdest things that we've talked about on the podcast so far. And I don't mean that as a slight to your work. I just mean this is one of those topics that I had never even heard of before you reached out to me, Denise. And so it was really interesting to me. And I'm guessing that a lot of our listeners also have not heard about Akashic records for property and land, although we have done an episode before where our guest Ashley Wood talked about reading the Akashic records for people and for animals, and she has a course that teaches people how to read the Akashic records for themselves, for clients, for their family members, for their animals, like whatever. But the whole concept of Akashic records for property and land was even like weirder to me. That's something that I was even like, what is this? Can you just share what are the Akashic records from your perspective of property and land? Whoever wants to talk first can talk.
Okay. Yeah. So what it is, everything's energy. So we are all energy. So energy can also get stuck in places. For example, let's see, many years ago, before your land was your house, it might have had an assignment of, say, a graveyard or indigenous land where it was like a ceremonial land, or it could have been a war site. So that being said, you want to clear your land so that you're designating it back to this is a home. So it's not a ceremonial land. It's not a war site land. It's no longer a burial ground, which usually if it's a war site land, it'll also be a burial ground, because back then the wars were so much that you just got buried in wherever you got, wherever the war was at the moment. And the reason you want to bring it back to being assigned as a homeland or an office land, depends, like I do businesses too, because you want to let go of that anger that the land has and say, hey, it's okay, calm down. This is now a home. And with your house, it also affects your house, obviously, because it's on that land. But you have, let's take a house that's like 100 years old, let's say. It has had many people live in it. So that's a lot of different people's energies. And you don't know what the energies of those people have brought into the house. So if you have a couple, you know, that's the husband was very abusive and he hit his wife, his kids, everything else. He was always angry. He was always drunk, whatever. That energy stays stuck in that house. So a person moves in and can't figure out why all of a sudden the husband and wife that loved each other so much is like fighting like crazy, because, well, these energies affect you because we are all energy. They also can have earthbound spirits. So that person passed away and now is stuck in this house because they can't figure out how to get out of it. And so that will also affect, or that couple could be stuck in the house, still arguing. They're ghosts now, but they're still arguing and affecting everybody else who lives there and their energy. So it's basically really important to just get a clearing of the house, a property clearing, so that the new energy that's in is a happy, peaceful energy, and it realigns to what your energy is, which hopefully that couple's getting along. They want good energy, so that everything in the house. And so it's not only for the people that are paying the rent or the mortgage, because you have to have an energy. So for me to do the clearing, that person has to be either the owner or the renter. They have to actually pay rent or pay a mortgage or own the house, whatever. It can't be somebody that's living there for free, because that's not your energy. You don't have an energy to that house pertaining to you're paying for it. But when you clear it for, say, the husband and wife are the owners, it's also going to benefit everybody else living in the house, because now you have clear, clean energy without the impact of all the negativity that was in there before.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. I'm just curious, how did the two of you get into this?
I actually did an Akashic Records course. And in the course, not only does she teach you to do the Akashic Records for people, but also for houses. And I just found that really interesting, because it's like you said, it's a little out there, and I like that. So for me, it was like, oh yeah, this is cool. And just to see the people come back to you and say, oh, I feel, it's like I can breathe again. I feel so much, like they lose their anger, they lose their anxiety, they start to get along better. And it's very exciting for me to see that, because it's not with the Akashic Records of a person, which is also fantastic. You're helping that one person. When you're doing the house and the clearing of, the land, you're helping everybody in that house. And when you're doing their property as far as business, you're also helping everybody that walks into that business not feel bad and anxious and everything else. So it actually helps in business, because everybody walks in your door and goes, oh, it feels so good here. And they want to keep coming back, because they realize when they walk through the door that it actually feels good there. So that's exciting part for me, is like just helping a ton of people all at the same time. It's just, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, What about you, Denise? How did you get into this work?
I've known Celia for a good few years now, and she was doing it. And I was like, oh, that sounds like something I want to do. And she'd done my clearing for my house. And I'm in contact with a lot of people all the time. When you're coaching or doing any sort of healing work, it's something that you want to say, okay, you want to rule that out, because the amount of clearing, energetic clearing that you've done with someone, it's like, hang on, there's something isn't right here. And it was like, for example, there was a conversation I was having with a client, and he just kept explaining to me how much anger he was receiving to the property, his business. And I was like, this doesn't feel right. And I said, can I get your permission to do your house and your business? And he said, yes. And we did the clearing. And because in the property that he was in, there had been two previous businesses, and they had both become bankrupt. So the businesses had like failed. And when Celia went into it, there was loads of anger spears directed at the business. So people had been like annoyed at the business, and that just energy just stuck. And so once we cleared, that was gone. Like, he was just actually getting inquiries, because it's not normal to have a business and just people constantly ringing up pissed off with you. It just doesn't make sense, especially because it was a gym. So it was interesting. And then he had two earthbound souls in his house as well. He hadn't verbalized anything. And when we went into it, he was like, oh yeah, they actually named the ghost. I was like, this is so weird. Like, why have you not told me this? Come on, we're doing crazy sessions. Why are we not having this conversation? But it was obviously not something that he had got used to. His little girl would wake up in the middle of the night all the time. The cat, they bought this expensive cat. The cat wouldn't even get in the house. Once the clearing had done, the cat came back in. He's like, I don't even know why I bother getting the cat, because that just lives in the tree. Yeah, it was really interesting to see how his, like, the dynamic of his business and his home, like, changed. And it's really important, because we are energetic beings, as Celia said. So when we walk into someone, we get a vibe, and it's natural to feel it, to feel cold. Or I don't know about you guys, but I've been to a lot of like Roman amphitheaters and this, that, and the next thing, ruins in Turkey. And some of it, the energy is really heavy. So it would make sense to clear it, just on a logical, like, when you're like, why are we not doing this everywhere, when there's so many like wars and souls that might be trapped, and instead of ghost hunting, why don't we just clear all these so that actually we are living in more positive energy?
Yeah, great question. Probably because we don't know what we don't know. I didn't know. I certainly didn't know until you reached out. This is not even something that was on my radar at all. So I'm curious, what is the process of opening the Akashic records of a home, a business, a piece of property? What does that process look like? And then once the records are open, how are you receiving these messages? Are you seeing visions? Is it spiritual downloads? Is it like flashes of images? What is it exactly that you're reading? And what is the process like of opening the records for these places? Do you want to answer that, Celia?
Sure. Well, it's fairly easy. It's a little time consuming, but it's an easy process. So going into the Akashic records, you're asking permission for first you say the name of the person or persons that owns the property or rents the property, and the address to confirm that. And it's a full address. So I often say, because there's people from all over the world, it has to be the full address, as far as even the country, not just I live on Baker's Road and it's okay. Where is this? It's in Canada. Okay. So the full address, postal code and everything. And the reason we do that is so that we can really hone it to that house, to make sure that there is no other house that is that name. Sometimes in different countries, we have the same street. There could be a main street in the US, there could be one in Canada, in England, there could be another, the same name. So you want to really hone into that street. And once you do that, basically you take a pendulum and you ask the questions. So the answers are coming from spirit. And basically spirit was, well, so spirit of the house, because you're talking to the house. If it's a person, then it's, and you're asking it the questions, and it'll give you a yes or a no. And you just write it down. Like, I have a big form where I ask all the questions, and it'll either say, yes, there's a portal, or no, there's no portals. If it says yes, I'll ask it, how many are there? And you have to number it. Is there one? Is there two? Is there three? And I'll answer you when you get to whatever the number is. A lot of people have had two. And then if it's a spirit, you're asking that same question. So is this an independent spirit, or is this just what kind of spirit it is? Because independent spirits are more, they're not really, they're just somebody there that's really there to bug you. Like, they don't have an attachment to a person. Say your mom passed away, now she's in the house looking after you. They're more of just, I don't have a connection to that house, but I'm going to come and bug you anyway, because I was walking by and I saw your house. So I'm coming in, because they saw a portal and they walk through and they start bothering those people because they're a little nasty. So you would find out from that. You can also go as far as to say, okay, you're a spirit. Why are you here? What are you messing with? And then there's a chart that will give you like everything, anger, jealousy, whatever. And your pendulum will tell you exactly, oh, this spirit is causing anger in your family. This spirit is causing sadness. So somebody's always sad. I had a friend who was always sad, like to the point he got depressed because he was so sad. And it's just, it had nothing to do with him. And I'm not saying that it doesn't. Sometimes it's just the person. Mental health is mental health. But sometimes it just isn't. It's interruptions in your land, in your home, and you can't really help going to the mall if there's interruptions there, because it's not yours, so you can't clear it. But you can clear, say you go on vacation and you have a hotel room that you're renting for the moment. You can't clear the whole hotel, but you can clear your room. So if you're there for 4 days, you can clear your hotel room for the 4 days to align to you. So and that's then once, also a good thing.
And then once you check out of the hotel room, does the clearing last, or does everything come back because you left?
It lasts to your vibration, but your vibration might not be the next person's vibration.
Got it.
So it might be different for them. So if you're there for the 4 days and you argue with your husband, you're going to leave that behind, and the next person's coming in and going, oh, what the heck? But there might not be any more ghosts. So yeah, it's, and then once you have your whole report of all these different questions, then you would go through it. And you found out, okay, like Denise said, an anger sphere is basically somebody, your neighbor is pissed off at you and he decides, oh, sorry, I don't think I was supposed to use that word, right? You're having trouble with your neighbor and he decides, I'm going to just be sending you mental hatred towards your house, and that'll stick. So you get that cleared. And once you have your whole area, your whole house cleared and realigned to you, it's also protected from whatever else anybody else wants to think or do towards you. It just bounces off. So it's almost like a shield. You're now shielded. So after doing all that process, then I would put in a prayer to clear all of that. So I want to clear the portals. And I did want to mention that for the people that think it's cute, if your relative is still around looking after you, I understand from grief, you think that's, oh, that's wonderful. It really isn't for them. You really have to love them enough and say, release them. Because imagine your whole spirit world being stuck by somebody. And sometimes now you pass on and they're still stuck. So the best gift we can give our loved ones is to release them and let them go on to their next destination until we see them again.
Mm. So. My husband and I used to be pastors in Christian evangelical church in the Bible Belt in the South. And something that was very common in the church that we went to was if someone in the church bought a new home, like a prayer group or their life group or something would come to the house, and everyone would, what we did, I don't know if this is what everyone does in the South, but what our church would do is, like, the pastor and his wife and some of the elders and, like, people in our life group would come over to our house, and everyone would hold hands and pray blessings on the house and cast out, like, anything that wasn't, back then obviously it was about being aligned with Jesus and the Bible. So there was casting out of demons. Often they would anoint, like, the front door and the back door with anointing oil. And I have a lot of sarcasm towards Christianity, but that's one of the, like, rituals or ceremonies that I actually really enjoyed, because it made moving into a house feel like this very sacred process that your community was part of, because they were coming in and, like, speaking blessings over the home with you and praying for your prosperity and for there to be happiness and love and peace in the home, whether or not it aligns with, like, how y'all do the Akashic Records clearing, I don't know. But in every home that we ever lived in that happened, like, we didn't have experiences of feeling like there was weird energy or feeling like there was, like, something that would make the hair on the back of your neck rise up whenever you walk past a certain room or whatever. Yeah. I guess what you're saying is something that I've actually participated in before, just through a different lens. I don't know, Denise, what do you think? Do you think that that has the same power as opening the Akashic Records and then clearing what you find in the Akashic Records, or do you think it's different?
No, I think it would be the same, because it's all about intention. And when the intention is pure, then the outcome is going to be positive. Whether you release, like, you close the portals and the gateways, I don't know. That would need, then maybe it could, I don't know. Again, it's intention. So you could clear the negativity from there, whether it would shut, because normally, Celia, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you close the portals, you actually close it and then you would leave, like, an archangel, like, say, Michael, to guard it so that it doesn't open again. And that's done, like, again, on purpose. Whereas if you're just doing a general clearing, you might just, it might be like the smudging using sage. It could just get rid of the negativity. I guess like a spring clean, you're just clearing the negative energy, and but there's a possibility for it coming back again.
Okay, so definitely in Christian world, there isn't talk of portals and gateways and even ghosts. So, like, everything would be like a spirit that's, like, evil or a demonic spirit. That's what it is. See, I've been out of it long enough. I'm starting to lose the vocabulary. So it would be a demonic spirit. And so you would – what we would do is we would, like – we wouldn't ask what spirits are here. We didn't want to talk to them. But it was just like – any demonic spirit of anger, spirit of oppression, spirit of poverty, like, whatever the spirit was, like, they would sometimes call it out by name and then be like, we bind you in the name of Jesus and, like, cast you back into the pit of hell. And then we invite, like, the Holy Spirit to reside in this home. And because the church that we went to definitely took, there's a Bible verse that they took very literally that was like, if you cast out a bad spirit and then you don't invite something good to fill in its place, then that spirit can come back sevenfold. Is what I'm saying, is that familiar to you guys in your world too? Or is this just like a very, like, evangelical, charismatic Christian thing?
No, it makes sense. Especially when you're doing the Akashic Records, if you're taking something, like, negative out, you have to put something positive in. So it's the same, but different. I guess, and this is what I have some Church of Scotland friends who they would consider, I feel like they believe that what they believe is the only way. Mm-hmm. And so this is what we're talking about, is like New Age or something that is, it doesn't align to them, but it is, it's, I guess spirituality is something that is more, it's for everyone. It's not just for if you have, that doesn't create the oneness that we are. So it just creates more division. So yeah, it is. Yeah, same but different, I think.
Okay. You brought up smudging, and I actually have that on my list of questions. Celia, can someone accomplish the same thing by smudging and just generically saying, like, any energy or entity that isn't for the highest love and the highest good of every person in this home or this business or on this property, like, needs to be gone, and I'm sending you towards the light, and, like, you're banished. This is all sounding like very formal and ritualistic, but is the smudging, can it work the same way? Or are there really specific things like burial grounds and land reassignment and portals and gateways and earthbound souls and all of these different things that you find in your readings and clearings? Is that part necessary? Or is it like Denise said, where it's more the intention of the thing?
With smudging, it's like Denise said, it's a like a spring cleaning, but you really need to get into the Akashic records to be able to close those gateways and on those portals and everything else. And yes, anything you take out, and that includes for people, you want to go in and take out whatever from their Akashic records, you want to replace it with something positive also. When you take out or when you close the portals or the gateways, and you want to fill it up with something else. So you're with a gateway, you would put an archangel there. And we're thinking, so for the rest of their lives, they have to stand at this gateway and never move. The rest of their lives compared to this house is 1 second to them, where it's 100 years to us. So it's not like they need to eat or go pee or anything else. That's what they're here for. So they don't complain about it because that's what they're here. Angels are here to help humanity. Thank you for that, angels. We appreciate it. And so that's just part of their, hey, there's another house we have. And they could be in everybody's house all at the same time. So it's not like you have one archangel for every house. You can have the same one for every house. He's going to watch over the same area. So it's really important to be able to go to the Akashic records and close everything that doesn't belong there and clear out everything that doesn't belong there. And not all spirits are demonic. Not all of them are bad. Some of them are confused and don't know where they are. Some of them passed away years ago and just didn't realize it passed away, and they're walking through your house going, who are you? And they don't like it. So you're picking up that energy from it also.
Okay.
Exactly that.
Say that again, Denise. Say what you said again. I didn't hear it on my end.
Like that Nicole Kidman film. I can't remember what it was called.
The Others.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So they were earthbound souls.
Yeah, I think so. I can't.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so that's all right. So that's the next thing that I want to get into is the types of things that you find whenever you're reading the records of a home or a property or a business. I have a list here and I'll share with everyone listening this list, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the list and we can talk about what each one is specifically, if that sounds good. So you look for and clear energetic portals and gateways, independent negative thought forms, earthbound souls, anger spears, and land assignments. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there anything else? Did I miss anything?
Let me see. There's something called negative thought forms.
That's different from independent negative thought forms?
Yes.
Okay.
So independent negative thought forms are something attached to your property that is running its own. How do I explain that? So in a land assignment, running through that land is always, if it's a war zone, will always be anger. So that's always like the form, that's the energy that's running through your house. But with an independent negative thought form, they don't really run a program. They do whatever the heck they want. So if they feel like shooting, making you angry, they're going to do that. If they feel like, it's almost like that person that likes to do practical jokes on you, that you don't feel is a practical joke, that in a way it's cruel, but to them, they're laughing their head off. That's an independent negative thought form. He does whatever the heck he wants to you, and then he's laughing about it. Meanwhile, you're going, I don't know what just happened. Like you tripped over something that wasn't there. And you're looking back and I don't know what I tripped over because nothing's there. He stuck his foot up and he's laughing about it.
That makes me wonder I used to live in a house where I stubbed my toe assholes. Like all the time. Like I stubbed my toe constantly in this house. And now it's making me wonder. I wonder if there was like a something there that was making me stub my toe. Okay. So that's the difference between independent thought forms or independent negative thought forms and negative thought forms. So Denise, can you describe what energetic portals and gateways are?
So a portal is, they're both ways of transiting through the universe. So a portal is small, anything you go through, but the a gateway is like a highway. So it's just like, there's lots of energy going through it. If you imagine living next to a highway with the door open, it would be really loud and noisy and you would feel restless, right? It wouldn't be a nice environment to live in. And recently we cleared one where they had one and four earthbound souls. So they had basically an entire family living. I don't know if they were related. You don't get that much detail, but there was four earthbound souls in the house plus the highway. The house constantly felt like busy. And there was a lot of like confusion, a lot of anger, a lot of blaming one another for things, so that the vibe was completely off in the house until that was cleared. And the lady even said that even when she was going to bed, switching the light off, she was felt like she was going to bump into something because the house felt full all the time. So that's what like a gateway can create, that sort of energy, which you're not going to be able to relax in your house then, are you, when your environment is like that? Mm-hmm. Portal, on the other hand, it depends what comes in and out. You can have a portal and there could be nothing happening, or you can have an entity coming through. And Celia had one in her house. I don't know if you want to talk about that one.
Yeah, I've actually been lucky because I've had portals and not gateways. Denise was saying a gateway is like a highway. So imagine yourself on a really busy crisscross highway in the middle and you're dodging every car that's coming. That's how you would feel in your house, dodging every piece of energy that's coming your way. Whereas a portal is a door. So basically on the other side of the veil, they could all see this door, and whoever feels like walking through the door just helps himself. And it's not always nice people or nice souls or nice things walking through your door. So it's better to close the door, lock it, and don't come back.
Okay, then I guess that's a interesting question then. Can these portals and gateways allow positive things through, or is it only negative things that come through these things?
Positive things don't really come through the door to bother you. That's not the way they communicate. Positive will always communicate you, your intuition will always communicate you with you in a positive way, with reassurance and reinforcement and loving things. They don't need to walk through a porthole. Positive things, they value and they respect a person's energy and privacy. So it's like somebody coming to your door. Like my door right now, it's unlocked because I let my dogs out all day long. It's like somebody coming to my door, opening the door and just walking in. They don't knock. They don't ring the doorbell. And positive energies, they would never do. They'll get your attention in a positive way. They'll ring your doorbell. They'll knock on your door. You're asking them a question, they'll answer. But they will never just turn the knob and walk right in. And that's what negative energies do.
Got it. So positive energies respect boundaries.
Exactly.
Perfect. That makes total sense, and my listeners will understand that. Okay, Denise, what are earthbound souls?
I think we mentioned it before. It's someone who has passed over, but they don't know that they are where they are.
So a ghost?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Like Celia said, you wouldn't want to be stuck yourself. So we owe it to the soul to send them back, because you'd want somebody else to send you back if you got stuck.
Yeah. How does a soul get stuck? How does a soul not go back to the light or to source or to energy or whatever we go back to? How do they get stuck?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I can explain that.
Yeah, you
explain. I can explain that. I'm going to use my brother as an example. So about 38 years now, no, 28 years ago, he died. He was in doing a hand gliding. He was at the beach and he was hand gliding. And the guy that was driving the boat came too close to the shore and he fell and broke his neck and died. And for a long time, he didn't know he was dead. It was something that was, he didn't have a long illness. So he didn't know that was going to happen. He was 36 years old. He had a loving family, just had a new baby. So because he had the shock of passing on so quickly out of the blue, he just didn't know he was gone. And he just walked around aimlessly for a while. That can happen with somebody that has an illness, but usually they already know that their time is coming. Unless it's an illness that happened today and like next week you're gone, which I worked in a hospital for 15 years, so I did see that. But normally that's how that car accident, for example, something they didn't expect and they passed on and they're just not ready to walk into the light. They wanted to go see their family. They wanted to be at home. They're stuck.
So if a family member like you didn't understand this, how do those souls get back to the light? Because I'm just thinking about myself. I'm like, man, if I die in a car accident next week, I want to make sure somebody in my family like knows to send me back to the light, because I don't want to be stuck in limbo land for however long. So how would a person even know about this?
If they're not into that, like for me, I've always seen souls walking around. So has my mother, so has my grandmother. So I can see people. But if you're somebody that doesn't know that, doesn't believe it or anything, then that soul, that's why you're doing the clearing. The house is 100 years old and it's got these souls stuck. Nicole Kidman's there with her kids. That's why you're getting the Akashic records, because nobody knew to help those souls that at one time was their relatives to move on to the light.
Gotcha.
That's why we're here.
Gotcha. All right. And then the next thing is anger spears. Who would like to tell us what anger spears are?
Anger spears are what I was explaining with the businesses. You would get anger spears more typically with businesses, but we had one in our home, but I reckon it was from the last owner. Blame him. He wasn't a good customer to buy off. And yeah, it's just, it's almost like a negative thought form, but it's projected at either the person or the business premises where they've had a bad experience or whatever, and they want ill, and it just sticks. So we cleared that.
Okay. And then the last thing is land assignment. If it was a battlefield or a burial ground, can one of you explain more about that?
Yeah, obviously the earth is very old. She's a very old girl. Not that anybody's proud of it, but we've all had wars in our countries and the south versus the north or whatever. And so people have come on the different parts of the earth and just gone to war, from machetes to whatever. Even if it's just like your neighbor hated you and came over and killed you, he's already made it a war zone. So because of that, it has all that anger, all that sorrow, all that pain attached to it. So until you assign it into a home, clear it and say, you're no longer a battleground. This land is now designated to be a home, a loving home for whoever lives in it. Then he'll still have that pain, that sorrow, that anger, death attached to the land. So yeah, that's basically what it means.
Amazing. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially if I know, so our listeners don't know this, but Celia and Denise did an Akashic Records reading and clearing on my personal home and property. So you found two earthbound souls and two portals. And I don't know if this is what you tell everyone or if this was specific to my property, but you said that the two, let's see, I'm scrolling down through my report to find it. Oh, that the earthbound souls were creating violence, weakness, and withdrawal. Like one was the abuser and the other was the abused, such as in a husband and wife relationship. So is that just like your generic, this is what earthbound souls do, or is that the specific things that they were creating in my home?
No, that was specific to your home because I have a list of questions. It's three columns, which has with four rows that has six answers in it. And I go from answer to answer and I ask, okay, is this what it's creating? And it tells me yes or no, until I got like exactly what they were creating. And the source told me about the man and woman. So for you, that's actually you're the first person that I've encountered where it's actually been a couple that's been one has been abusive to the other. So it gets very specific as far as, okay, this is what's going on in your home. It won't get specific as far as, well, who's the two people? What were their names? It doesn't matter who they were or it just matters what they were causing in the house and that it's gone.
Interesting. So in our home, we are only the second owners of our home. The people who owned this home before us were the builders of this home, and they lived here for over 30 years until they both died. And one of them, I know the man, died in the home, in my bedroom, actually, is where he died. So I have never felt any kind of energy, any kind of like weirdness. Like, I've never felt anything like that in our house. But after my husband and I moved here, and I guess now that I have this report, I'm like, oh, maybe this makes more sense now. But before y'all did this for me, like the last 6 years that my husband and I have lived in this home has been so hard for my husband and I, because right before we moved here, my husband had quit his job as a full-time pastor, and we had left our home and our family members and moved 1,200 miles away from Texas to Minnesota. And then at the same time, because we had just left our religion, we were deconstructing from all of that. We were healing a lot of trauma from all of that. We basically ripped everything about our relationship down, including the foundation, because the foundation for our relationship was built on Christian principles of the husband being the leader of the home and the wife being the submissive, like godly, quiet person who met his needs sexually. Like that was literally what the foundation of our relationship was. And so we basically pulled it all down and have started over in the last 6 years and have fought so much in the last 6 years. And I would never say that any of the interaction that my husband and I have had has been abusive, but we have just had a lot of very strong, like egoic fights and arguments. It's been a growing process for sure. I don't have regrets other than I wish we could have gone through it faster, but it is what it is. But I'm wondering now how much of a role those two earthbound spirits were playing in the dynamic in my husband and my relationship. And was it just coincidence that we happened to move to this house at the same time we had left religion and we're starting over with our lives and our identities? And also these two earthbound spirits just happened to be at my house and all of this is happening at the same time. What was the role that those spirits played in my husband and my relationship and the discord and all of that?
So let me add to that. When you get into a house, any house, the house is attracting you. You're attracted to the house by the energies going on. So the fact that you had all that going on 6 years ago, you attracted a house that already had that in it. So it just magnifies, right? And remember, abuse isn't always just physical, right? There's mental abuse, there's verbal abuse, there's psychological abuse. There's a lot of different abuses that can occur with people.
Yeah. So, yeah. I wouldn't say that the abuse was part of my relationship with my husband. I would just say that it was like a very difficult tumultuous, both of us kind of causing each other a lot of hurt because we were each going through our own separate sort of identity crisis and trying to be in a relationship that we had been in for 13 years prior and also raising children and also doing normal life things like having businesses and going to work and all of that. But okay, you did the clearing for my house on August 14th. So that's 1 month. We're 1 month later now at the time of this conversation. And maybe, I don't know, again, is it coincidence? Because we've been working with a relationship coach for the last 7 weeks. And I would say that like about the time y'all did the clearing was about the time whenever I felt like a lot more open and hopeful is the wrong word. Just I felt like there was a relaxation of tension would be the way I would describe it. So do you think it's coincidence or do you think the clearing had something to do with it?
I'm going to say I'm positive it was a clearing and not just because I do. It's because I've seen enough of this work to realize that, I haven't heard one person say that it hasn't been beneficial to them. And not everybody has feedback, but there are some people that will write back and say, hey, it's made such a difference. And it's fantastic to hear because everybody wants to live more peacefully. So would you say with both you and your husband, it was more of a calmness where you were more listening to each other now instead of just talking to each other?
We've been in a process over the last, particularly the last 3 years, of learning how to communicate in a way where we're not listening to respond, we're listening to understand, and also trying to communicate not just for communication's sake, but also to comprehend each other. So we've definitely been intentionally focused and working on that. And I'm really proud of the progress we've made. And we've made a ton of progress working with this relationship coach for the past 6 or 7 weeks. But in the middle of all of that, y'all came in and read the records of my house and found that I had these two earthbound souls that were like arguing or abusive towards each other. And so I guess my question is too, if the couple that built my house were the only previous owners and the building didn't even exist before they moved here, do you think that's who the two earthbound souls were? Or do you think that they were like two other souls who happened to live on the land or near here before?
It could be them or like you say, what was there before they built their house? The world is how many years? It could have had a little tiny house there before that got ripped down. Eventually somebody else came along and built another house on there. So it could be the energy from the previous house or it could be them. No.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
I know that where we live, all of the structures that exist here are the first structures that have ever existed here because it was woods before. It was just forest before. So now it's possible like where I live was like home to indigenous people. I don't know if my specific land used to be indigenous land. I guess it was because all land in the United States was indigenous land at one point. Yeah. So I don't know, but I think what I'm like sensing into just intuitively is I feel like it was the husband and wife who lived in my house before, who built this house.
It's what I'm getting a feeling of too, but obviously I'm not back in the Akashic records, but that's the energy. As soon as you said to me, it was the builders, he popped right into my head.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they don't do that reoccurrence back in their next life.
Right. Yeah. Bill and Betty, that was their names. Bill and Betty. She was a hoarder and he was a game warden. Like we live in a very small community and the people in our community know the people who used to live in this house. So like they've told us stories about them. I have never heard any stories about their relationship in particular, just about who they were individually. Betty was this like very like broad, stout, fat woman who like had an online shopping hoarding problem and used to sit in the kitchen and watch the birds out the window because she had bird feeders everywhere. So that's what we know about Betty, who used to live in my house. Okay, that's probably enough about my house. I just have a few other general questions. Obviously, for you to do the work that you don't have to be in the house, you can do it from a distance because in the spirit world, time and space don't exist. So that was one of my questions, but we've already answered that. And then I guess I would be curious to know if you have any stories of for children who grow up in homes that have these portals or these earthbound souls or these different things, like how much of the child's experiences are influenced by those types of things that could potentially cause trauma for the child.
And I can even just talk from my own personal experience. I think before we even spoke or after we spoke, we were having trouble with my son because we were on holiday in Turkey in my mom and dad's house. And the week we arrived, he just wasn't sleeping for 2 hours at a time. And at first I thought it was maybe too hot. There was like, he needed to drink water. He needed something. Okay, he was by himself, thought maybe he was scared or whatever. And then there was one night, and normally like in the home here, if he wakes up in the middle of the night, I will give him his water. If he's like, where's my water? Yeah, and he'll drink it and go back to sleep. His eyes were like wide awake and he was just blinking, like just staring. And when I looked at him, he'd look at me and he was just staring at me. And he was not like sleepy, like you would expect somebody who wakes up at 2 a.m. and then eyes wide open for 2 hours. I was just like, yeah, this doesn't feel right. We did the records and there was 2 portals and one, Celia? Can you remember? It was a negative male energy. It was a male energy. It was a really negative one. Because I remember when Celia said that when she went into it, she could feel the energy of this, like trying to stop her from clearing it. And I think it was like he had woken up because I think I'd spoken to her and we were going to bed. I was like, can you do this while we go to bed? And he had woken up maybe 1, 2 a.m. And I reckon she cleared it round about then. And then he settled back really quickly because he slept till 8 o'clock the next to the morning. And that was the first time. And he started sleeping through. He was still like, he was a bit still restless, but in terms of like being up for hours and eyes wide open, not at all. But he was like proper crying and stuff. He was really affected by it. And I felt bad for not like thinking of that because it's my mom, dad's house. We've been going there for 20 years, didn't even cross my mind that, oh, I need to do the Akashic records on it. So yeah, I think, and I know that from when he's been in this house, when there's been strong energies, he's always woken up. It's especially when I had my awakening process, the whole week he didn't sleep because the energies were so strong. Obviously children are tuned into these sort of energies till the age of 7. So they're very sensitive to it. And Ozzy, he could sleep through anything, but Aaron, he will just wake up like a split second. What it would do long term, I don't know. I haven't experienced any sort of children who've experienced like negativity like that long term. It's obviously going to affect them, especially if they continue to live in that house, and it will affect their relationship with their parents, it'll affect their education. No doubt when you think about it logically, there would definitely be some sort of effect.
Yeah, for sure. So what about go ahead.
It will affect their mental health, right? Because there's a lot of us that are not completely bored with just listening to our kid. The kid says, there's a monster in my room. And you're thinking, oh, your imagination. No, they're serious. There's a monster in their room. Think about it. This entity comes into your room and he's not a nice guy. And Denise's one, he was not a nice guy. Like he even knocked me off my ass. And they're saying like, they're scared. They're crying. There's something in my room. And the parents are like, oh, it's your imagination. Go back to sleep. No, now you've just diminished the fact that they trust you. Your child's not going to trust that you'll even believe them. So why should they share anything to you? So if something happens in their life, stranger danger or anything like that, they're not going to feel comfortable coming to you to tell you anything because you don't believe them. So why should they? Now they get anxious, they get sad, they get frightened, their mental health starts to shatter and they become like teenagers who will either cause trouble because my parents won't believe me anyway, or end up in a hospital suffering from anxiety and depression and anything else because they're scared. And their cortisol is going through their body so badly that they're always on edge. Not a good way to live. So it does have a long-term effect on people.
Yeah. What if someone doesn't feel anything off about their home or their property or their business? Does that mean that they should still get the Akashic records read and stuff cleared, or does it mean that they're probably fine and there's probably nothing there?
I would always get it. I recommend always getting it, because even if you don't feel off, you might not be energetically inclined to listening to your surroundings, but you might feel just shut down. Like you have no emotion, like you're just cold. What's going on? You don't feel like yourself. You just feel like you're separate from everything else. How many people have you ever heard somebody say, I feel like I fit in nowhere? I have this family. I don't fit in with my family. I meet people. Nobody understands me. They just feel off because their minds can't figure out what is that feeling. Why are they not connecting with anybody? They're not connecting with anybody because of the energies in their home is not allowing them to connect with anybody. It's shutting them down.
I know from people that have said they don't feel it, that they're quite disconnected anyway. So they probably wouldn't be able to tune into that. They wouldn't be listening to this podcast anyway.
Got it. Yeah, that's a good answer. Okay, so I know, Denise, whenever we spoke before, you told me that some of the benefits for clearing the Akashic records of your house is that it can help your house sell faster if your house is for sale. Can you talk about that?
Actually, that happened with Celia, so she can talk about that. Because I haven't sold my house yet.
Are you trying to sell your house?
No.
Oh, okay.
Celia is.
Okay. Yeah. What is your experience with that, Celia?
Before I learned the whole thing, I mean, I did the smudging and everything because we all know about smudging, and the house still wouldn't sell. And then I said, okay, what's going on here? And I started to investigate more. And that's when I came across the Akashic records. Normally, when I need to learn something, it just comes in my path and I find it. So it comes at the time that I need it. So I sat down, I did the Akashic records for my last house before I moved into this one. It was taking a while. My houses have sold fast, but this one was taking a while. And it's like, what's going on? Because I kept hearing the market is hot. The market's hot. I'm like, not hot enough, because mine still has the for sale sign. So I said, no. Okay. So I sat down, did the cash records for the house, and 2 days later it sold. I was like,
oh, wow. What did you clear? Do you remember what you cleared?
In that house, there was an entity, and not a nice one. It also had a couple of portholes that I closed down. It had a gateway, which made sense, even though I was the only one living there. So I can't say I was arguing with anybody, because there was nobody to argue with. I argued with myself, and you know, you're watching TV and you're arguing with the TV, but I could definitely feel the energy. I've always been very strong in feeling the energy. And my cat did not like that house. Like, she was peeing everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing? You have a litter box. Please use the litter box. Stop peeing in the same corner all the time. Why are you? And that happened to be where the gateway was.
Interesting.
So she stopped doing that when I cleared it, because it was like I was going to kill her. Emotionally, I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Emotionally, you're thinking about detaching from her.
I looked at her and I said, God knows I love you. That's why you're still here, because you're driving me crazy. But she stopped. The animals will feel it. The children will feel it, because they're all still in that vibe area of the other side. But adults, you'll think they're having all these arguments. They move into this new home and then they think, oh, it's the stress of the new home. We're fighting so much because we're stressed because we just moved in. But then it continues on. It gets worse and they're still fighting. And now they get divorced because they're tired of fighting. And nobody's ever thought of the house energy.
Yeah.
Do you know that house sold in 2 days? Actually, pretty much sold the same day, but the contract was for I let them wait just in case somebody else wanted to come. After they bought that house from me, they resold the house. 6 weeks later, they painted and stuff for $106,000 more than they bought it from me.
Holy shit.
I am not a happy camper. Not a happy camper. Because I really thought it was this nice family. So I left them all these gifts. I left them a little gift bag with toys for their son. And I left them different stuff for them. And they turned around, painted the house, and sold it for $106,000 more. 6 weeks later.
I
did a good job of clearing it.
But also with leaving them things and taking care of their kid and all being nice, like you cleared up any bad karma on your end doing that.
Yeah, it is what it is. I'm happy for them. That's a heck of a lot of money to gain in 6 weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that would be frustrating.
But I guess that would be my best example of I really got rid of that gateway and those nasty little ghosts.
Yeah, for sure. So
call them up and say, you're welcome.
So for our listeners, if you've never thought about it, having the Akashic records of your home, your property, or your business read and any of this negative stuff cleared out could maybe save your marriage. It could maybe save your relationship with your kids. It could maybe help you sell your house faster. It could maybe make your business more profitable or busier, all kinds of benefits. So can you ladies tell my listeners how they can contact you to have their properties Akashic records read and cleared?
Yeah, we have a website and all you would do is just click on to purchase and we send out, you download a PDF, which you just fill in the details. And then we send a report out a couple of days later and we do it within, I think, 72 hours. We've got a limit. So we'll do it within 72 hours and then you'll have your energy cleared in the house. And it costs, I think, £100, which I don't actually know what it is in dollars, £111. So it's almost the same in dollars, but yeah, we have a code Lindsay20, I think we're going to do. Or Lindsay10, I think, not 20.
Yeah, I think it was Lindsay. Yeah. So I will have the link to your website in the show notes of this episode and our listeners can click on it. And if you want to use the code Lindsay10, and that's Lindsay with an EY, not an AY, Lindsay10 will get you 10% off having the Akashic records read and whatever is in it cleared for your home or your business. That'll be in the show notes. Anything else that either of you want to make sure gets said before we finish up this episode?
It's not only for your house. Sorry, Denise. it's also great for your health because health-wise, both your mental health and your body health, the body, when it's very stressed, all kinds of nasty stuff happens, right? For me, when I'm very stressed, I have IBS. So it's a week of you're not going anywhere because you're stuck at home. Mental health being your anxiety, your fears, they all get multiplied when your energy of your home, a space, your home and your business are the spaces where you spend most of your time in. And if those energies are not aligned to you, to who you are, then your body just is not reacting, even if you can't see it at the moment, it's not reacting great to that energy. And as time goes by, it gets your energy of your body gets more and more affected. And then you start thinking, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Now you're running to the doctor trying to figure out. The doctor's telling you, oh, you're physically fine, but you're not because your energy is not clear. It's not right. It's not living up to its potential as your body should be.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you for sharing that. So if you're having some physical issues, having the Akashic records of your home or property read and cleared could also help resolve those. Yeah. What were you going to say?
Something along those lines. If you're conscious anyway of your energy vibrations, then you would just naturally want to clear the energy in your house. And especially if you live in a city or in a suburb where, you know, my land was, I think, a battlefield and a burial ground. The chances of having something is, we have never done one and nothing has come up. Even for your house, given that there was one house, there was still enough going on there. Yeah. I think if you're just conscious about living, as Celia said, a healthier life, then this is one of the sort of things that you could consider.
Yeah. It's just like literal energetic house cleaning is literally what it is. Like that's, and that seems like it's probably a good idea for everyone. It's probably a good idea to just energetically clear your space. So I guess my last question would be, so you found two portals and two earthbound souls in my house. That doesn't seem all that bad, quote unquote. Have you had properties where you just found like tons and tons of stuff and these properties were just like really messed up, or is like small things like that pretty average?
No, yours was actually really good. I even told Denise after, I'm like, oh, that's not bad. I've had houses with three portals and a gateway and the house was always havoc, was always like, I would talk to that person and I could feel the havoc going on and the kids bouncing off the walls. And it was just like, woo, holy moly. So yeah, there's been other houses where I don't even know how they survived with having the amount of energy that was going through that house. And I could just imagine the motions, like just from tapping into their house, I could feel the emotions that I can't even imagine. The people living in there, it must have been very, very strong people to be able to take that much discordant energy going through their whole bodies. I had a house where it was a drug house. So I guess whoever owned it, I don't know whether it was the person that owned it and kept it as a drug house. So I think it was a vacant house and they just eventually the teens started using it as a drug house. And the misery of that house was, it just made you cry. It just made you cry because normally people, when they're addicted to drugs, they're trying to hide. They're trying to get away from something in their lives that's hurting them so much. And the misery of that house was just awful. And it's like somebody buying that house and moving into that house could even lead them to drugs because that's the energy they're feeling. They're feeling the energy of people who did that while they were in their houses. And then not even knowing why did I get addicted to something that normally I would have never even gone near, and not knowing that house was pulling them to have that kind of energy. So I'm telling you, if I knew now what I knew that I didn't know then, every house I ever owned would have been cleared. Mm-hmm. But of course, I didn't know that then. Mind you, I am divorced now, so I could have used it a little while back because that might have caused. But can't cry over spilled milk. It is what it is. And now that I know it, I would never, ever move into anywhere or have a business where I didn't clear it.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you for sharing this very interesting woo-woo topic that I know my listeners, I know they will love it because we love woo on this podcast. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you both here. Thank you for letting me experience having the Akashic Records on my house and property read and cleared.
Thank you.
Myself, so that I could understand it in order to do this interview with you. And it's amazing what I've experienced since I started this podcast with the people who've reached out to me. The way that Denise reached out to me is I've come across so many cool things that I never would have earlier if I wouldn't have been in this work. So this is just another one of those really cool things. So I'm honored to have had you here and thank you so much for sharing what you know.
Thank you, Lindsay.
It was an honor doing your Akashic Records. Thank you.
All right, everyone. That was a little different, huh? If you are interested in having Denise and Celia read the Akashic Records of your home, a piece of land that you may have, or a business, and you want to save 10% off the price, please use the code LINDSAY10 when you check out on Denise and Celia's website, and their website as well as the coupon code will be linked below in the show notes or in the description box. And I appreciate you being here so much, and I'll talk to you again next week. Did you enjoy the show? Awesome. Here's what you can do next. First, make sure you're subscribed. Second, I'd really appreciate it if you took a few moments to rate the podcast. Finally, you can partner with me to keep putting this healing information into the world. For just $5 per month, you will help keep the show ad-free and freely available. If you want to go deeper and connect with me and other trauma healers in community, I invite you to join the Trauma Healer Circle. This private online community is where the magic happens. You get access to bonus podcast episodes, monthly Zoom calls, a community forum, and most importantly, you'll find your people. Go to lindsaylockett.com/circle to join.